Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today we're on our science unit, and we're talking about something called chaos theory. Now, the main reason I know something about chaos theory is because I've seen a movie called Jurassic Park about 50 times. Have you seen the movie, Laura?
Of course I have.
Now, in that movie, there's a scientist, and he talks a lot about chaos theory, and we're going to see a little bit of that in the first line of our article. I won't give it away. But this is a theory that talks about basically the idea that everything in the world, that everything does, affects everything else. Even the smallest, tiniest little things can have huge effects on the things that happen on planet Earth. It's kind of a hard thing to wrap your mind around, but we're going to do our best to help you out with that today as we talk about chaos theory, predicting the unpredictable. Let's read through the article first, and then Laura and I will be back. Reading.
Chaos theory, predicting the unpredictable. Could a butterfly flap its wings and cause a tornado on the other side of the planet? This is the kind of question that boggles some modern scientists. What they are dealing with is chaos theory. This field of study investigates why the future is so unpredictable. The question above is probably impossible to answer. Think about how complicated the weather is. Meteorologists record wind speed, temperature, and air pressure, and then make predictions based on the data. But there is just too much information to take into account. In fact, there might be an infinite amount of information. So, while weather reporters are famous for missing the mark, it's not really their fault. Earth's climate is a very chaotic system. Physicists, mathematicians, and computer scientists are all trying to cut through the chaos. The serious challenge is that our measurements of the weather, or anything else, are never perfectly accurate. If this weren't the case, every future event could be predicted. Wouldn't that be boring? The existence of chaos assures us that the world is a place that will always offer surprises.
All right, today's article starts off by saying, could a butterfly flap its wings and cause a tornado on the other side of the planet? Now, when you think about it, it might seem, you know, kind of silly, kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
A little thing like a butterfly flapping its wings. To flap here means to move them up and down, like a bird flaps its wings to fly, and a butterfly does that too. And could this cause a tornado way on the other side of the planet? A tornado is a storm. We have them like in the United States and in Canada and other places. I don't think we really have them in Taiwan.
No.
But it's like a circular wind that swirls around in a circle, and it's very dangerous. It can actually, you know, pick up houses and cars and move them many, many kilometers away. And it's kind of like our answer to typhoons, like in the central part of America and in Canada.
OK, 那首先先看到第一句写到说，你觉得一只这个蝴蝶它震动它的翅膀是否就会在地球的另一端造成龙卷风啊，这么小的一个这个飞拍自己翅膀怎么就可以造成这么大的一个效应啊。那首先我们先来认识一下 flap， 在这里呢其实就是指像是有翅膀的东西在拍动这样的意思，所以通常我们会提到就是像鸟 birds flapping their wings。而 tornado 呢其实就是龙卷风，那在台湾其实我们比较常看到就是台风，对不对？台风当然就是 typhoon。 那很多人可能会觉得说，诶，不对，我好像有看过另外一个字 hurricane， 它是什么呢？其实它就是飓风。 OK, 所以那基本上呢 ,hurricane 呢其实都是在那个美加地区会有的，就像刚刚龙卷风也是在美国会比较会有的。那 cyclone 呢其实就是气旋这样子的意思。
All right, before we get too far, I should also talk about a word from the title, predicting, which just means to talk about things that are going to happen in the future, things that have not happened yet, and that is what chaos theory sort of tries to do. We'll get into that a little bit later. So we have this question, could a butterfly flap its wings on one side of the planet, and could that cause a tornado on the other side of the planet?This is the kind of question that boggles some modern scientists. If something boggles you, it just means it confuses you greatly. You have no idea what's going on. So when scientists think about this question, they are boggled. It confuses them. It aggravates them. They want to know the answer, but they just can't figure it out.
OK, 所以像刚刚提到的这个蝴蝶效应啊，这一类的问题呢，让一些现代的科学家感到非常的困惑。这个字我觉得好可爱哦 ,boggle, 有没有？其实它就是指使非常困惑这样的意思。所以我们常常会说 something makes your mind boggle, or something boggles your mind. OK, so what they're dealing with is...
Chaos theory. Yes, chaos just means when there is no order whatsoever, when everything is in disarray and there's no rules and no order.
OK, 所以他们正在处理的这个东西就是 chaos theory, 就是混沌理论。那我们都知道其中的 chaos 有着杂乱啊或是混乱这样的意思。
This field of study investigates why the future is so unpredictable. If you are investigating something, you are trying to figure something out. You are trying to find an answer to some sort of a question. So when we're talking about chaos theory, they're trying to figure out why the future is so unpredictable. Why can't we say what is going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month, next year?Why can't we just figure that out? That's what chaos theory is all about.
OK, 所以所谓的混沌理论呢，其实这一块的研究呢，就是呢来探究为什么未来如此的难以预料啊。其中的 investigate 就是有着研究啦或是调查，而 unpredictable 我们都知道 predict 刚刚这个就提到就是预测的意思，那前面字首加上了 un 就是有否定的意思，无法预料的就是 unpredictable 或是出乎意料的。像我们常常会觉得说哎呀，天气最近怎么这么难以预料，我们就可以说 The weather has been completely unpredictable lately. 那你也可以用来形容一个人的个性，哇，深不可测，你就可以说 He's very unpredictable. We never know what he'll do next.
Well, the question above is probably impossible to answer. So we're talking about the question about the butterfly causing the tornado.Think about how complicated the weather is. And this is very true. Even the professionals who are in charge of predicting the weather, they can get it completely wrong sometimes. They can say, it's going to rain tomorrow, and then it's completely sunny. They didn't expect that, and they could not predict it because it's very, very complicated. It's not easy to figure out.
所以呢，刚刚以上提到一些问题，或许不可能有答案。我们可以试着想想看，哇，像是天气就有多么的复杂 ，complicated。当我们用 something is impossible to answer， 就是说某些东西呢几乎很难，不可能会有答案。像是我就会想到 the chicken and egg question， that's almost impossible to answer， right？
Yeah， that's definitely a question that boggles the mind. Which came first， the chicken or the egg？ You can sit there and think about it for
okay,
hours.
I'm not gonna answer this.
It makes my brain hurt actually.Okay, well, let's go on to, hopefully some less complicated things. Meteorologists. Meteorologists are people who are in charge of predicting the weather. If you see the forecast on the news or in the newspaper, it's a meteorologist who came up with that. And they record wind speed, temperature, and air pressure, and then make predictions based on the data. Some people say data, some people say data. It just means,information. So they record all these different things and then they make their predictions. They say it's going to snow tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, windy, rainy, and they say what the weather is going to be like.
OK, 所以 meteorologists 是气象学家，他们会怎么样？他们会记录风速啦，或是气温，还有air pressure 就是气压，然后根据他们所统计的这些资料或是 data 哦，这是数据啊，就会做出天气的预测哦。But there's just too much information to take into account. Okay, information, 注意它是不可数，所以我们这里用 too much information 来修饰它。那所以，但是必须考虑的资讯实在是太多啦。Take into account 就是把某件事情或是某件因素考虑、考量进去这样子的意思啊。Okay.So, in fact, there might be an infinite amount of information. What does this word mean, infinite?
Infinite just means endless. It just goes on and on and on. It never stops. So the amount of information could, in fact, be infinite or endless. So that would be incredibly complicated and basically impossible to answer.
真的，其实事实上真的或许啊，就有无限的讯息量也。当我们用 in fact 什么什么，其实是用来强调某件事情，说啊，事实上啊，也有补充说明这样的意思。那 infinite 就是无限的、无穷的。那我们常常会提到它的名词就是 infinity， 就是指无限这样子的意思哦。So, well, weather reporters are famous for missing the mark. It's not really their fault. That happens a lot. So,因此呢，虽然天气预报员常常会怎么样？哇 ，miss the mark 就是预测失准哦。OK， 其实啊，这也不是他们真正的错啦，因为很多事情是几乎不可能去预测的啦。Earth's climate is a very chaotic system， 因为地球的气候是非常混乱的系统。这里呢，我们看到 chaos 就是混乱，那 chaotic 其实就是它的形容词，表示混乱的或是没有秩序的这样子的意思啦。
Physicists, mathematicians, and computer scientists are all trying to cut through the chaos. So they're trying to figure this out using all their different methods. They're trying to cut through the chaos. To cut through something in this case means to see through all the little complicated details. They're trying to get that out of the way so they can see the answer. And to cut through is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.Shortcut for you.
I'm not looking forward to the meeting this afternoon. Mr. Smith always has such long meetings.
I agree. It's hard for us to focus on the important things. I wish he'd just cut through all of the unnecessary stuff.
I don't want anyone to cut anybody else.
Oh, don't worry. To cut through something means to make something clear. That has been made difficult to understand.
So, cut through means leeching?
That's right. If Mr. Smith would just get to the point, the meetings would be a lot shorter and we'd get a lot more done.
Why don't you try telling him that?
Since he's not my manager, I'd have to ask my manager to ask Mr. Smith's manager to ask him.
That's far too complicated. Why don't you just cut through all that and talk to him yourself?
I suppose I ought to try.
All right, that was our shortcut for you all about the phrase cut through, which means to get through or past something that blocks you or slows you down, and you do it quickly and directly. All right, the article goes on to say the serious challenge is that our measurements of the weather or anything else are never perfectly accurate.If something is accurate, it is 100% right. Now, our measurements of the weather or anything that we measure in this world, they're never 100% right. They might be off by just a little bit, maybe even 0.0001%, but that still means they're a little bit wrong. So that's why it makes things difficult to predict.
OK, 所以常常如果呢我们听了这个气象预报，然后结果穿的很多，就发现说诶，其实天气也没有那么的冷，也不要怪罪他们啦，因为呢这个课文刚刚那一句就提到说，最困难的挑战就是在于我们对于天气或是任何事物的测量永远不可能精准无误啦。这里我们用 accurate 这个形容词来表示准确的或是精准这样子的意思，所以常常我们会用 an accurate record, 就是非常精准的一个记录啦。或者呢我们可以用像是有些人呢他们可能是在运动来讲会说 an accurate throw or an accurate shot. That just means a throw or a shot that does not miss its target.
If this weren't the case, every future event could be predicted. Wouldn't that be boring? So in other words, if everything we measured was accurate, 100% right, then we could reduceeverything to a mathematical formula, and we could use math in order to predict everything that was going to happen in the future. We would know everything. There would be no mystery. There would be no surprises. And wouldn't that just be boring? I mean, we would know everything before it happens. What do you think, Laura?
Not when it comes to weather. I really want to know whether it's going to rain tomorrow or not.
Yeah, I think that would be the one area where we would say, you know what, let's know everything. let's know what the weather is going to be like on June 1st, 2024, so I can plan my vacation days.
Yeah, okay. 所以其实人生来讲，当然不需要知道太多，或许还有惊喜，但是呢我还是很坚持，我很想要知道这个明天到底这个天气会怎么样哦。因为课文刚刚是提到说啊，其实如果什么事情啊都可以测量到啊，都可以预测的啊，他不会感觉这样子非常的无聊吗？ So the existence of chaos assures us that the world is a place that will always offer surprises.
Both good and bad. So, yeah, we'll get surprises, because we can't predict anything because there is the existence of chaos. Existence just means something is there. It is real and it is present. All right, that brings us to the end of the article. But before we go, we're going to have our For You Chat. For You Chat.We're talking about predictions and chaos theory today on the program, so that's what our For You Chat question is about, too. What would you like to be able to predict?
I think I really care about the weather. It actually affects my mood a lot, so I really want to predict the weather. What about you, Joe?
I would like to be able to predict the stock market.
Or, that's so smart!
Maybe sports scores. You know, I could bet on my favorite team.
Or the lottery.
The lottery numbers. Those would be nice. But again, that would mean there would be no surprises.
But you can get the money.
Money would be good. I'm not going to lie. That would be a good thing. Weather would be nice to predict, too. You know, it's going to rain in a couple of days, so I'll just plan to stay indoors that day. I won't go plan my Riverside picnic that day or anything like that.
But I agree with the fact that, like, life in general, like, I wouldn't want to know, like, who I'll meet, who I'll, you know, it's like, what kind of friends I'll make. I mean, yeah, I mean, I want to find that out myself and enjoy the surprises.
But a lot of people, especially here in Taiwan, they go to, say, fortune telling.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they want to know that stuff.
Love and relationship stuff.
Exactly. Well, you guys can discuss this amongst yourselves, too. What did you want to predict? Maybe the weather, maybe the stock market, or maybe you'll...figure out something else that could be fun to predict. Well, we are right out of time today on English for You, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Chaos Theory. Predicting the Unpredictable. Could a butterfly flap its wings and cause a tornado on the other side of the planet?This is the kind of question that boggles some modern scientists. What they are dealing with is chaos theory. This field of study investigates why the future is so unpredictable. The question above is probably impossible to answer. Think about how complicated the weather is. Meteorologists record wind speed, temperature, and air pressure.And then make predictions based on the data. But there is just too much information to take into account. In fact, there might be an infinite amount of information. So, while weather reporters are famous for missing the mark, it's not really their fault. Earth's climate is a very chaotic system. Physicists, mathematicians, and computer scientists are all trying to cut through the chaos. The serious challenge is that our measurements of the weather, or anything else, are never perfectly accurate. If this weren't the case, every future event could be predicted. Wouldn't that be boring? The existence of chaos assures us that the world is a place that will always offer surprises.
Vocabulary Review.
Predict. The driver predicted that our trip to the mountain would take about 90 minutes. Investigate. The FBI investigates large crimes such as bank robberies and mass murders. Take into account. Tennis players must always take into account the way the ball is spinning. Infinite. The number of stars in the sky seems infinite because there are so many. Accurate. I need a new watch because this one does not tell accurate time anymore. Existence. Many people believe in the existence of life on other planets.